Hello and welcome back to Sorted Food. Now today, I'm going to get our three normals to cook me lunch. Last time they worked together, you guys quite enjoyed it and I'm hungry. The challenge is, the recipe is going to come from this cookbook. Le Repertoire de la Cuisine, a 100-year-old book full of the fundamental French techniques that come together to create classic dishes, if they can decipher it. So I would like a recipe from page 163, Maryland. You have an hour. And I'll be back for lunch.
Oh, what are you doing?
Actually gone.
Well, you know, places to go, people to meet, things to do.
Nah.
Maryland. Egg and crumb. Cook in butter. Dish on grilled bacon. Maryland garnish. Serve horseradish sauce separately.
That isn't a recipe.
Is that it?
Goodness, this is hard.
Egg crumble?
No, egg crumb. And crumb.
But this, we are already in big trouble if you're not going to have an eye for detail. Can we have some ingredients? Because that could help.
That doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
I can pick out some of the ingredients. Egg. Grilled bacon. That's going to be a horseradish.
Where's the banana come from? What's this section?
Oh, that's a really good point, actually. What should we find out what section we're in? G?
G.
Poultry and game.
Okay. Chicken.
Take your chicken, egg and crumb, cook in butter.
It's a pastry.
You can't do that in an hour. So we're making a crumble.
It's a chicken dish in egg and breadcrumb. Panne. Panneed chicken.
Oh! You're a genius!
That's a process!
Egg and crumb?
Yeah,
egg okay, and right. crumb. Let's do some stuff.
I'm gonna keep hunting.
Ow! That's a chopping board on my foot!
Okay, boys, I need guidance. Are we happy to be... am I taking the breast off this thing?
Do it.
No, so this is what he does. We do some stuff, and then he's a part of the stuff that's being done until the end, where he goes, well, I wanted to do this, and separates himself from the entire process.
That's on.
Barry, I've never said this sentence to you before, but I think you're thinking too much. I'm creating a panne station. It's like a train station, but with less trains.
Right, so I've got to try and work out what this horseradish sauce is. Ebbers has left a little hint that the French for horseradish is rifle. So, found that under sauces. Then says, see Albert sauce.
Oh, it's going to take us on a rabbit hole.
It's not actually...
So what's Albert sauce?
Oh, sorry, it's Albert.
Albert sauce. This is a butter sauce mixed with horseradish scraped and poached in white consommé. What's a consommé? We've done that before.
Consommé is, isn't that filtered, filtered stock?
Yeah, it's a stock.
Add cream and breadcrumbs. Let it boil, pass through fine sieve, cohere with yolk and eggs and mustard and vinegar.
Oh, cohere means like spoon on, doesn't it? Or combine.
Combine.
We've done this before. Okay, so this is where we're at. We just decided we're going to bread chicken and make escalopes. So I've taken apart a chicken. I've taken the breasts off. They're massive. Now I'm butterflying them. And then I'm basically going to turn them into four chicken escalopes. We're going to bread them, we're going to fry them in butter, and then hopefully Barry would have worked out all the sauces.
Beurre à l'anglaise, which is butter sauce, is bastard sauce with liaison.
Bastard.
Sorry, batard. So now I'm making a batard, which becomes a beurre à l'anglaise, which becomes an Albert sauce, which becomes a...
Horseradish sauce.
Horseradish sauce, which... then feed into the Maryland. I thought I was just making a sauce.
Well, he's done breadcrumbs, I've done chicken.
I've had a breakdown.
Jamie's grilling bacon, I'm doing chicken, we're all working to our strengths.
The other great thing about this book is there's no quantities, so everything's just eyeballed.
Oh, fair enough, lads. I think you were right about the breadcrumbs.
Well, you have to crisp them, don't you? Otherwise, it's not going to fry.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's looking great.
So you're saying consommé is that?
White roux only depends on how long you cook it for. Oh, I watch. Oh, I know this because I watched a program about. Oh, I watched Queer Eye, and they were talking about making gumbo.
Okay, so it's dark when like you cook it. You cook the butter and the flour a bit too far.
You take it.
So
turn.
Don't cook it too far.
Yes. Yeah.
That now has all the ingredients in it. I think it's bubbling away. And then also do is then run that through a sieve, and that's served on the side.
So I've gone to the garnish section of the book. Maryland!
Oh, hallelujah!
There's a Maryland garnish. Right. Grilled slices of streaky bacon. Small polenta galettes.
Oh, no!
And, wait for it, half bananas fried.
What?
Fried chicken. Done. We'll heat it up later because I have a feeling that we are not going to serve this warm. Me again. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. We have half an hour.
Yeah, sorry, I'm holding us up. I understand that because what the f*** is a farinaceous product and why would polenta be in there? Maize flour.
We know that.
Mix in boiling water and cook for 25.
Oh, quick, we got 30.
Yes, I know.
Could you separate me some eggs? I need let's just say 2 egg yolks.
I don't like the phrase, let's just say, when we're working from this book.
There are no quantities.
Barry, how separate do you want this egg?
Get off me.
Guys, I really appreciate the struggle.
So what it says is to mix the maize flour, polenta, in boiling water. Now, there were no kettles with water in, so I'm boiling some water in here.
We are so pressed for time!
I know!
Boil the kettle!
It'll be fine. Look, there's a lid on it and everything. I've measured 100 grams of polenta.
Yes.
I'm going to guess I need 100 grams of water.
Okay.
And then I'm going to add butter and grated cheese. And then it's got to cook for 25 minutes.
We've got 23 minutes.
That's not going to happen.
Well, so should we boil a kettle? You could drink that right now. You could pour that on a child and it would remain unscathed.
I'm really happy with my sauce. When I think about it, when I really think about it, it won't go with bananas. I'm not a massive banana fan, so therefore I don't think I'm a very good test for this. But can you do a test for me? Have you ever had banana and horseradish?
No, but we have done unusual flavour pairings before, haven't we?
Banana and pesto works. Spaff? You've left what you were doing.
I thought that
would be the case. No, not yet.
Why are you laughing like that? You've made a horseradish sauce and got me to eat it with a banana.
We've got 3 minutes. 3 minutes? Happy to go in 3 minutes? So, are we going bacon, bananas, galettes?
Read the book.
It's only little bits and pieces.
Read the book.
Grilled slices of streaky bacon, small polenta galettes, and half bananas fried. We're waiting for your polenta, Jay.
Yeah, it's coming, mate.
Is it coming quickly? It 60 seconds, Jay.
We need those pancakes now.
Coming in.
Oh no, he's part of the serving process. Old spaff they are. And that is how to undo a whole morning's worth of work. Oh, that is demoralizing. As is what I'm doing now, to be fair. Barry! Pull it together! We got 10 seconds! Yeah, Barry! We've lost a bit of... No, we're good, and... Time. I feel like that is exactly what Escoffia would have wanted.
The lunch bell has rung.
My favourite time of the day. Now, I've already read a few notes from the food team that they scribbled.
Oh, good.
But now for the dish.
Ebbers, this is Maryland.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
That is what I was expecting.
Yeah!
I don't care.
That is a miracle.
Now, there's lots of versions of this out there. We did one ourselves 8 years ago.
Huh?
But this is what we think it should have looked like.
I wasn't there. It didn't happen.
You were filming it.
Yeah, you were filming it, and then you had
to edit.
He did
the music.
You had to edit that video, which means you saw it more than all of us.
I wasn't there.
I chose this recipe because I honestly thought the horseradish sauce was going to take you on a journey. There's so much going on. That was the confusing part.
Which bit's the polenta, Jay?
That's right.
No way. No way. And you're supposed to eat this all together.
Cheers.
Banana and bacon is unusual, but absolutely classic for this dish.
The weird thing is, if I read this on a menu, I'll choose it.
Out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not a massive banana fan, but the swing of the banana is necessary there.
We threw a curveball by giving you a whole chicken, and you worked out it was only the chicken breast you needed. You then panned it and fried it off in butter. The butter could have been clarified to give you a bit more consistency, the butter didn't burn, but ultimately, nailed it. The polenta galettes. Our logic was more to make the polenta, enrich with the cheese and the butter, and then set it in a tray.
That.
And then you can cut out perfect discs, and that gives you your galette, which you can then warm in butter.
That would have worked better. That really would have worked better.
Better than that? Are you sure? Because this is what, I mean, that, it's worked so well.
And the other thing to remember, with polenta, when you're cooking it, the ratio of grain, which is a flour, maize flour, to liquid, is probably 5 to 1, or 1 to 5. One part grain, 5 part liquid.
This was carnage, Evers. It was brilliant, but it was so hard. So that's a genuine achievement, that.
Bit of confusion, bit of a journey. Result is good.
It's a great combination, isn't it? Like that works phenomenally well. Delicious.
Ultimately, this book is treasured by thousands in the culinary profession. So I hope you looked after it, respected it, because ultimately you got the right result.
We love that book, Evers. We were very complimentary about it the whole way through.
The polenta there is the only thing that's a bit off, but it's a great dish. But you guys, you saw the whole journey unfold. Did they get it right? Did they follow the book? Where did they go wrong, if at all?
And if you'd like to see us attempt more of these types of videos, then give the video a like first, because we've got to get something out of it, and also comment down below, and we shall do more of them.
Well done, boys.
Overwhelming sense of achievement.
I think it's great.
We've done all right there, except for the polenta.
Have you ever got to the end of a long day with no ideas, ingredients, or energy to cook? Takeaway? It'll be the fourth this week. Well, that's why we built our revolutionary Meal Packs app. Thousands of people are using it to shop, cook, and eat a whole lot better and easier while saving money as a result. You can go and use it in its entirety for free for a whole month and see if it's for you. The link is in the description box below. And now for the blooper.
That's got to be a horseradish.
Oh, it looks like a horse is something. Sorry.
Come on.